There's a mitzvah of tevilas kelim. Pashtis a mitzvah deraisa on the right objects, metal, etc. Maybe derabanan on glass. But there's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh and take new items that were acquired from a non-Jew. The Yerushalmi writes it's like a conversion. It's like a non-Jew converts to Judaism, so we convert the kelim, so to speak. So generally speaking, we go to the mikveh, and that's where we do it. However, during COVID, there's been big problems. Many of the tefilas kelim, maybe now they're open. Some places are still closed. So it was a big challenge what to do. So if you could go to, if you live near an ocean, perhaps lake, river, they have their own challenges. So it's not so easy. So people find ways, whether you sell it to a guide or become a partnership in different ways. However, in the winter, perhaps there might be another way. It's depending where you live and depending how much snow you have around. But actually, the poskim discuss, what about doing tefilas kelim in the snow? So of course, number one, you have to have a lot of snow. You have to have whatever the amount is. You have to have 40, the amount of the mikveh, you have to have it in snow. And it has to be all connected. So assuming you work out the connection, you know, you have it, it could be a whole long, maybe a lake is frozen and then you have a foot of snow over it and it goes for hundreds of yards. So there are places that are up in the mountains. So let's assume you have enough snow, which is 40. Would that qualify as a mikveh? I mean, in theory, it'd be harder to do if it's a tefilas adam, but in theory, let's assume tefilas kelim in practicality. So the Mechaber seems to say that yes, you could do tefilas kelim in the snow. And as long as it's 40 saw counts, and the Shach disagrees and says no. You can't do it in the snow, but if the snow melts, so then you can do it once it turns back to water. So the Mechaber seems to say that even in the snow you could do it. The Shach says no, only if it melts back into water. And there's a Shitas al Neinezu, which seems to say that even after it turns into water, you can't do it. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? What's the issue here on whether you could go to the mikveh while it is snow, if it melts into water or even not? So perhaps one of the Nekudas could be involved is how do we view an object which changes forms? That one point it was snow and now it became water. Is it considered like it changed, or do we assume it's the same? And then we have this halacha in other ways. Like there's a famous debate by Chol of Yisrael. In general, there's a famous debate by what about milk powder? Was the gzeira of chelavakum, milk from a non-Jew, is that apply also to milk? That was a major machlokas in Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish and Rav Shri Pesach Frank. So Rav Shri Pesach Frank's Kiddush was it doesn't apply, and the Chazon Ish says yes, it does. It's still we assume we don't view it as a new entity, and there's a discussion by reconstituted grape juice. Could you use that for Kiddush besides all the other issues regarding grape juice? So the question, and also I think there's a shaila on a sukkah. The sukkah, the water turns to ice. Is that not? How do we view it as water? So the Mechaber, who says it's not a problem, he says snow is equivalent to water, apparently, and therefore what's the problem? And to snow, we view snow as water, since we view it as melted. There is, according to some poskim, similar halacha, I mean, nothing to do with it, but similar in principle, that there's discussions about bishul acha bishul regarding, we assume, by a davar yavesh, by a solid it's not a problem, by a liquid it is. So there's a whole discussion. What about something that used to be a solid, now we're like melted? In other words, let's say, so someone says, hey, well, it depends, what would it be in a room temperature? So whatever the status would be at room temperature, that's how we view it. So it, in other words, and therefore the big shaila is, do I assume the great, and you know, the gravy and the meat or other things like that, or something that was congealed. So we find the shaila, so therefore, so apparently the machabra seems snow, and snow is water, and therefore they're interchangeable, it's not a problem. The shach seems to say no, that snow is snow, water is water. And it, I guess maybe we view it as a different entity. That's the whole discussion as well. But what about making ice on Shabbos? So that's a discussion, again, also in the poskim, whether you assume it's, I think the Rav was very mock, I thought Rav was Bona, Rav Moshe was Mako, or the different, you know, different poskim talk about whether we're dealing with a Daraisa, Drabana, whether it's Mutter, in terms of in terms of that. So so that's the question. So that's the issue here as well. The Mechaber clearly views snow as water interchangeably. The shock seems to be it's okay that it it's okay that you switched it. So therefore now we view Mechaber seems so water and snow interchangeably. Shachot snow isn't good, but now that it's water, it is good. And now the Nesols, even it's not, even we still view it perhaps as snow and not water, and therefore it's still a problem. So we have whether, so it's an interesting shaila. So B'Shah Sadchak, you have the Mechaber. He's a good person. Rabbi Yosef Cairo to rely on. If the only way you could be, especially now, if the choice is doing this or nothing, you might as well do Tfilas Kalim, and then, you know, and just cover yourself, you know, then if you want to also have a shutfitz with a guy, but tonight. But that would be one of the main issues. How do we view something that's gone from a solid to a liquid? Do we consider it a new entity? It's, that could also be the issue. I mean, that's what they discussed by, because that's the issue by Bishop, like, let's say, I mean, so we all know you can make, according to those who say you can't, instant coffee. You pour the instant coffee and you pour the hot water on, and then it turns perhaps from solid to liquid. That's the whole discussion today. There's something called chocolate bombs, where it's like chocolate, marshmallow, some cocoa. You pour hot water or hot milk over it and it melts the thing. So you're changing it from a solid to a liquid. So that's the shaila. Is that considered, do we consider that a no-lad issue? Is it considered like a problem of changing? Or do we say it's basically the same entity? So it could be different halachas regarding, you know, it could be, you know, whether it's by grape, reconstituted grape juice, by milk powder of a, from a non-Jewish milk, whether by mikvah, by snow, whether ice on top of a sukkah, by whether it's considered a lach or yavesh, and as well as whether we'd say it's an issue of bishul or like or changing its entity. So this is, so this is one of the issues regarding being the tovel and the mikvah tovel, tzivas kelim in the snow.